Diabetic patients may experience two forms of retinopathy. One is called background, the other proliferative. Background retinopathy has changes in the retina that include swelling of the retina or diabetic macular edema. Proliferative diabetic retinopathy may have growth of blood vessels, which can bleed in the eye or pull on the retina and detach the retina. Diabetic retinopathy that's called proliferative, where there's bleeding or pulling on the retina, may require the consultation with a vitreoretinal surgeon. Advanced diabetic retinopathy or proliferative diabetic retinopathy can be associated with hemorrhage and traction on the retina. If these situations cannot be controlled with injections of drugs such as anti-VEGF medication or laser photocoagulation, they may require an intervention called pars plana vitrectomy.